Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bonjour. Welcome. Hola. Dobro jutro. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement, heard on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And today's topic, habit. The continuous character of one's thoughts, feelings. Example, do you embrace PEP thinking or TNT? TNT is toxic negative thinking, and PEP is positive energy with power. Habit or habits, a desire for something that will give you satisfaction. At the root of all habit is one basic thing, the desire to express life. Well, darlings, just a little sidebar. When you listen to the news, when you pick up the newspaper, anything, TV, the brutality out there, the habit that so many people have gotten into, and it has to do with abuse. Abuse mentally, physically, or spiritually. What is your habit? How do you express your life? Now, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Do you want to give a voice to your passion? Do you envision yourself being the star of your very own live half-hour show on internet radio? Do you know that internet radio is a powerful advertising tool? Hey, the world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. You could be a stay-at-home mom or dad. What dream do you have that's dancing in your heart? What voice do you want to give to your passion? Are you a solopreneur, entrepreneur, business owner, corporation? Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, your business, your product, your mission and passion? You know that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only here in America, but worldwide. Because, you see, we're all connected with that golden thread. The only thing that changes us are our habits and our choices. And your greatest freedom is that of choice. Are you in the habit of selecting positive choices that come back to embrace you, or the negative that come back to bite you in the butt? Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Never, never, never. Who said that you can't be simply sensationally glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? Internet radio is a powerful advertising tool. It's exploding. And best of all, you broadcast from the comfort of your home and office, on a landline, or a quality cell phone. You have to call me. You have to get in touch with me. Email me, kathystudio@sbcglobalnet. We choose the day and the time, and I work with you on content. No loose cannons. And then I become your outside advocate. Of course, there's a one-time modest fee. But can you imagine how many people you would be reaching with your own show? Now, the show is live, and then it's archived. I email you the link, then you email the link to your email database and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and in minutes, your show will circle the world. Now, if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, you could take a 60-second commercial or a 30-second commercial on my show. And by the way, when you have your own show, I promote it on Live with Kathy. And then you're part of this powerful consortium. Be sure and get in touch with me. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And the 30 and the 60-second commercials, there is a 13 or 26-week commitment. Yes, it is partially sponsored, but I think of my sponsors as partners. I want you to feel the energy of a brotherhood and sisterhood ironworkers impact. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Ironworkers International and Canada, manly men, feel the energy. Ironworkers International are the Dom Perignon of the trades. And hey, gals, it's for you, too. You have to qualify. Log on ironworkers.org. I love ironworking. Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, my husband, was an ironworker. And he just loved it when the estrogen found its way to the construction trades. So you see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. I love illuminating the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Now, when you log on to hear the archive shows, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, click on January 25th, and you'll hear the CD, Ironworkers, What a Noble Profession. I open with Aaron Copland's fanfare, To the Common Man. Oh, you will just love it. And the CD is available for a modest fee. Live with Kathy. It's brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship. One family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Iron Age Beau Vivant, brilliant wire arts sculptor and leatherworks. The Beau Vivant creates unique, one-of-a-kind original designs. For more information, email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. To find out more, log on lifeextension.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by my self-published book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, and they're all leading factors in premature aging and death. It's available as an ebook and a soft copy, but you have to contact Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Change to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Are you in the habit of TNT? Toxic negative thinking? Get the book by Edith Nam. Change to a positive mindset. You got to get rid of TNT. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. The book is available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes and Noble. By the way, not only is she an author extraordinaire, she's a survivor extraordinaire of thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Choices. Get the book. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. Introduced by Kathy Watson. Oh, you will love it. Phone Author House, 800-839-8640. And this is what you'll learn. The introduction by Kathy Watson. And it's a tribute to contributing authors, celebrities in their own right. You'll be immersed in the power of voice, choice, and challenges. You'll embrace their determination and purpose. Oh, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll rejoice in their victorious achievements. What can you learn from Choices? You can fulfill your dreams. It's never too late. You can overcome adversity and succeed. Yeah. And you can live your life in paradise. Author House, telephone number 800-839-8640. What an opportunity. The contributing authors and I wish you the best life has to offer. And remember, it's your choice to share your dreams. Choose to make now the best of the rest of your life. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Hey, do you ever dream of being the CEO of your own business? Home-based businesses are exploding. You don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is the desire to achieve and to persevere, and you don't have to invest huge capital. It's a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals. And being the CEO of your own business offers infinite opportunities to challenge yourself while making money. Can you believe in yourself? Imagine the CEO of your very own business. I was 25 when I had mine. I was in the world of fashion on the world stage, and I created Hats by Kathy. Now, darlings, you need the formula. You need the blueprint. I have it. So be sure and get in touch with Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And I want to remind you, all of you, this is awesome. 2019 North American Ironworkers Impact Conference at the Mirage in Las Vegas, February 24th, 27th, 2019. So if you're looking to be part of the trade, nothing would be standing today without ironworkers, male and female. Log on ironworkers.org. You do have to qualify. They are, and I'm going to do a whole show on women and ironworkers. So be sure and check the log. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. And you could be giving a voice to your passion. You will love it. It's an opportunity to share your dream. Please don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Are you in the habit of toxic negative thinking? Listen, honey, I know what I'm talking about. And I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. How positive are you? What habit do you have when you're thinking? You see, our bodies and brains don't age. We do, by our choices and our habit. And the habit is a continuous character of one's thoughts, feelings. What are you thinking right now? Call in 347-637-3789 and share with me. Huh. Habit. A desire for something that will give satisfaction. How do you express your life? How do you express it? There is a psychologist who's recognized, and he named many of the psychological concepts of flow, a highly focused mental state. When you're thinking, you're flowing. His work also included the study of happiness and creativity. When he was interviewed, he described flow as being completely involved in an activity for its own sake. The ego falls away. Time flies. Every action, movement, and thought follows inevitably from the previous one, like playing jazz. Your whole being is involved, and you're using your skills to the utmost. To achieve a flow state, a balance must be struck between the challenge of the task and the skill of the performer. The task is too easy or too difficult, flow cannot occur. There has to be a synergy, a fluid movement. Both skill level and challenge level must be matched and high. If skill and challenge are low and matched, then apathy results. You ain't going nowhere, honey. What are you thinking? Mia Hamm said, "I'm building a fire, and every day I train, I add more fuel. At just the right moment, I light the right match." What is your habitual thinking pattern? TNT or PEP? You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 23rd. Habit. They have found in research that habits are hard to change. You see, when we continually do something over and over and over again, we create new neural pathways in our brains. It's like as we walk to work or drive a cart along the same 18 holes day in and day out, those pathways become deeper. You know, it's like riding a mountain bike down the same narrow trail that thousands before have used. You know, then suddenly you're aware that there doesn't seem to be too many other choices. And the one we have isn't as satisfying as it once was. What's your habit, good or bad? They're just activities or actions, and then we label them, or are they indifferent? Are you watching the Olympics? Isn't it absolutely brilliant? Olympic athletes wouldn't be where they are without stellar training and dietary habits. Did you ever take inventory of your exercise, your diet? And how about your spiritual habits? Doesn't matter who your higher power is. You could be an atheist and I say, hey, I recognize you. You believe in nothing. That's fine with me. Now, I'm asking you a question. What do you love about your practice, your habits, and what would you like to change, eliminate, or grow? You see, before I opened the show, I was on the elliptical, and I cross-trained with 8-pound weights. You see, I didn't realize that not everyone exercises. You see, I really don't know. It's a habit. I really don't know any other way to start my day. The habit of exercise has been a part of my life since the age of 11. Honestly, I really thought everyone got up and exercised the way I did. How naive of me. So you ask, why do you have this habit of exercising, Kathy? This fire in the belly desire to keep on keeping on? Well, I'll tell you. I don't want anyone to take care of me. I want to remain functional for time and all eternity. Now, having said that, here are more reasons to move your butt, to get into the habit. Exercising. Healthy habits mentally, physically, and spiritually. Now, this is from the Chicago Tribune, March 18th, 2007. I extrapolated this from Live Longer, Better, Wiser. According to Dr. H.S. Lodge, you can stop normal aging when you don't exercise. Let me tell you what happens. Your muscles let out a steady trickle of chemicals that tell every cell in your body to decay day after day after day. Get off your butt. Get into the habit of exercise. What gets worse with age gets better with exercising. I love the habit. The new research reveals surprising facts about our changing bodies. By the age of 30, we've reached cellular maturity. Most aging is just the dry rot we program into our cells by sedentary living, junk food, and stress. Look, even if you're wheelchair-bound or in a nursing home, there are a plethora of exercises that are designed just for you. You don't need to huff and puff in order to gain benefits. In some cases, moderate exercise is more realistic. It lowers the risk of injury due to high-intensity exercises that many over the age of 50 fear. I don't want anyone to exercise with me. I want to exercise alone. But if you need to have a partner, then get someone that's just excited about toning your body and getting into the habit. Now, activity can be anything: gardening, walking, doing laundry, housework, washing the car. Hey guys, that's an activity for you. I don't want to ruin a manicure, haha. Exercise, aerobic and anaerobic. When exercising, two things matter: how long and what your pulse rate is doing during exercise. In the early 1980s, Bill, my husband, also known as the Silver Fox, were introduced to heart monitors. Our chiropractor insisted we be educated to our personal high and low heart rates while exercising. I urge all of you to talk to a sports doctor and get your personal heart monitor. I never exercise without mine. Best advice: remember, when starting a new exercise program, check with your doctor first. And by the way, medical disclaimer, I am not a medical PhD or anything. I am just an example of what exercise can do for you. The John Hancock in Chicago, 94 floors, 1,632 stairs. I climbed it 5 times. Aerobic exercise is steady, nonstop. Lasts a minimum of 12 minutes. You exercise at 40 to 85% of aerobic capacity. This is where the heart monitor reigns supreme. Exercise 3 to 5 times a week. Aerobic: ballroom dancing, belly dancing. Ah, Shalal is a wonderful belly dancer. Non-aerobic is downhill skiing, tennis, racquetball, weightlifting, golf, whatever. Hey, a message to 50 and over: you don't have a choice. You have to exercise your body. For optimal blood circulation, the brain needs oxygen. Duh. The only way it's going to be fed the elixir of youth is through exercise. If you don't, your blood becomes like a thick mass of sludge clogging your arteries. And hey, the benefits wring out most of your genes, will help reduce stress and depression. Exercise helps you to stretch the good years. Best of all, are you ready? Exercise enhances romantic, intimate moments, the juice of life. Hey, we're not over the hill yet. Fitness is a measure of how much blood your body can pump and how much oxygen it can proceed. Your brain, dementia, Alzheimer's, you won't be at the effect of that if you're exercising your body, because your heart pumps over 2,000 gallons of blood through its chambers each day. When you exercise, arteries become larger, more elastic, and less likely to clog up. Be good to your heart. Be good to your heart. Remember, moderation is the key. Strive to reduce the stress in your heart. Your body and your brain don't age. We do by our choices. It's your life. Think of your body as a garden. A farmer flourishes his crops during growth and then replenishes the soil with nutrients after the harvest. Hey, how does your garden grow? And I'm asking you, darlings, what is the best exercise in the world? Be sure and tune in next week. And if you know what it is, I'll give you the book, The Elixir of Youth. Until then, remember to always be in your best elements. Kathy Watson, au revoir.